Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our message this morning comes from Revelation, starting in verse 2. That I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun with the seal of the living God, and he called with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm earth and sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. This is God's word. What images do the following words invoke? 8-track players, rotary telephones, fax machines, carbon paper, a phone book, AOL. If you are at least my age, you've not only used these items, but you understand the impact that they once had on everyday life. For those that are a bit younger, you've probably heard the same words, maybe even seen the same the pictures of them. You know what they are. You know what they were used for. And maybe you could imagine their importance. But you can't truly appreciate these items like we can. Now, to level the playing field, here's a list of items that none of us should have experience with. Pony Express, chariot, sundial, quilted armor. None of us can truly understand the depth of meaning behind these items. We know what they are. We can picture them in our minds, and we can understand their uses, but we probably just can't relate to them. We can't really understand how life was impacted by them. And I bring this up because there's a term that is used in our reading today, and I believe that it might have lost its depth of meaning. The word is seal, and it occurs many times throughout the Bible. Here's one example from Esther. "But you may write as you please with regard to the Jews, in the name of the king, and seal it with the king's ring. For an edict written in the name of the king and sealed with the king's ring cannot be revoked." So based on just that passage alone, we can understand the force behind the king's seal. And can imagine what it must have been, what it must have meant to the population in those days. But we simply cannot fully appreciate the reality of it. Now, one of the more famous examples occurs in the New Testament. After Jesus was crucified, buried, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they complained to Pilate that somebody might steal his body. And he replies with an order to take the Roman soldiers and to make the tomb as secure as possible. So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting a guard. You see that little piece of wax that they affixed to the tomb? Did several things. It guaranteed that the body in the grave was that of Jesus, and that body would not be removed. It had been placed there in death, and it would remain there forever. And the world knew that it would remain there forever. Because you see, breaking that seal would release the full power and the full force of the entire Roman Empire. And it also announced to the entire world that what lay behind it was the property of Rome. Rome owned what it laid claim to. And it laid claim to the lifeless body of Jesus. See that seal? It was a statement of complete ownership, protection, and authority by a power greater than any other in the world. That seal meant something to Rome, and it meant something to the entire Christian church. It meant that whatever that seal was attached to was untouchable. So how powerful an image it must have been for the early Christ followers to hear that they too bore a seal, but not from Rome. They bore it from God. In their baptism, they received it. And they were owned by God. They were protected by God. And they were backed by His full power and strength. And after Easter, when they saw Christ alive, they knew that Rome's seal wasn't strong enough to keep Jesus in the tomb. And they knew that Rome's seal wasn't powerful enough to keep their sins out of that tomb. See, Rome's seal had lost all power and all significance now that Jesus was alive. He had broken through the enemy's seal. He had made it powerless. He had removed from Rome all claim and all ownership of His people. And instead, He adopted them into His family as brothers and sisters. And with that adoption came the full protection from heaven. You see, nothing can stop the power and the will of God. He will break every seal to find His lost people and to lead them back to a life under the cross. And we can take refuge in that strength and in that protection. We can be assured that we too receive the same seal of the Holy Spirit in our own baptism, and that it too carries the full force and full weight and full protection of God. We are sealed. We are His. And because of the seal, we can be absolutely certain of our salvation, because it rests on the work of Christ. Just as the broken seal on the tomb was a forward-looking sign that announced the resurrection of our Lord, the seal of God on our foreheads is a forward-looking sign announcing the resurrection that we will experience when Christ returns. And we know, because of the broken seal on the tomb, and because of the seal upon our foreheads, because of the promise of salvation, that we can stand firm in our assurance that we belong to God. We are what lies behind His seal. We are what He protects. And we carry that with us in faith all the days of our life. Now today, we celebrate All Saints Day. And it's a time when we take a moment to reflect backwards on the lives of those who once lived in the promise of Christ's salvation, But now, live in the reality of it. We mourn for those that we have lost. We even wish that they would still be here with us today. But we also know that they have received the seal of God in their baptism, that same seal that we received in ours, and that they now rejoice in presence of Him. So today, we rejoice with them, knowing that we will one day join them. So this morning, I would like to end with a prayer and then offer a brief moment of stillness, a moment that we can reflect back on the lives of those we have loved who have gone before us. We can also take a moment to remember our own baptism, the moment when God placed His seal upon our forehead and called us His own. Would you pray with me? Lord, today we remember our loved ones, those who have died and gone before us. We rejoice with them and look forward to the day when we too can live in Your presence. Lord, today we reflect on our own baptism, our own death and new life. You have called us Your own and have placed Your seal upon us. Help us live each day in recognition of Your blessings and continually return to the waters of our baptism as a reminder of Your forgiveness and of our salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.